This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, 'cause I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, 'cause of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so grateful to be with you today. You know, I have had, maybe you have too, but I've had the busiest week ever. I am not kidding. So let me just give you just a little bit of what I've been through. And what we're going to talk about today, just so you'll know, you'll get a little heads up, is just, you know, when life kind of just knocks you down, it's what we do in the getting up that matters the most. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the stories that I've faced and how I've gone through them. And also just to encourage you to don't give up hope and just realize that, you know, there's life lessons that can be had, and we're just going to move forward and we're going to be focused and passionate about what God has created us to do. And nothing's going to keep us down. Nothing's going to keep us down. The scripture that comes to mind right now is, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget that. Somehow it just kind of escapes me that he's there and he's never going to really leave me, even though I feel kind of alone right now and I feel like this battle I'm fighting all by myself. I don't know. Can you relate? And I just want, I want you to understand, just like I need to understand, is that he's always there. And there might be a lesson that we need to learn, you know, because we make choices or something happens that has nothing to do with us and it just happens and we just have to endure and we have to get through it. He puts people in our paths so that we can get through it together, and that's really a blessing, isn't it? So let me tell you, this is my week, I'm just going to tell you, okay? First of all, I had my company annual meeting, the E. coli Termite and Pest Management annual meeting. We do it every year. I've owned the company 16 years, and every year in January, around the 17th, because that's my number, 17, we will have this company-wide meeting. And every year, there are more and more people, and so there's more and more expenses, and the room has to be bigger, and you know, there has to be more food, so the expenses obviously go up. And not only that, on the back end is our expenses as far as production. We're used to getting so much in every day, you know, taking care of all those customers that need our services, that we are not working for 2 days. So that means we're not doing inspections to bring in new business. We're not taking care of fulfilling our services for those 2 days. I have to hire somebody else to come and answer the phone because everybody that is involved with E. coli must be at this company meeting. And we have offices, as most of you know, from San Diego all the way up to Paso Robles. And so there's travel involved. There's hotels involved. There's just a lot that goes on into orchestrating this company meeting. And not only that, because of the sacrifice, and think there's a life lesson here, right? The bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the plan. You have to focus on what it is you're trying to accomplish. And so I have a key staff, a committee, as you will, and we sit and we decide by evaluating what the issues we face, we decide what is the most important topics, what is it we need to address as a team, as a company, what are the most important priorities that we need to focus on in order to get the best return. And doesn't this apply in a personal life, in your marriage, in your parenting skills? You have to focus on the biggest debit or credit and figure out how to make it better, right? You have to figure out what are the biggest problems and how are you going to get the best return on your investment? Choose your battles. Think about the biggest goals, the plans. Whenever you're doing anything, you have to focus on what's the big picture. Not what just feels right now, or I'm angry right now, or emotions can, you know, get you off track. So you have to focus on the big picture. What is the main goal in this endeavor? So we do that, and it takes planning. It takes goal setting. It takes, what is the vision we have for E. coli? What's the vision that we have for our E. coli employees? What's the vision? Where are we going next? Where are we now? Like the map. Disneyland, think about it. You're in Disneyland and you want to go to Tomorrowland. You're looking at, okay, I want to go to Tomorrowland. I don't really know where that is, but you need to know where you are right now in order to know how to navigate yourself to there. So there always is this big map that says, you are here. right? Can you visualize that map? I know all of us can relate to this map, right? Okay, in order to know where you're going or how to get there, you got to know where you are first, right? That's part of navigation. That's part of vision. That's part of goal setting. So we have to evaluate where we are right now in order to know where we're going. So we do that. And that's what we did with Ecola. This is what we did, is evaluate, and then we needed to equip and all those things moving forward. So that's one thing. And that was Thursday and Friday. And I have to tell you, it was a big deal. And then Saturday and Sunday, I had some other commitments where I had to be somewhere. The following Thursday was another big endeavor, a big event that I had going on. And it was the launch, the celebration of the Sue Freeze TV show, the Sue Freeze radio show that's been on for 7 years on Salem Communications throughout all of Southern and Central California. It's amazing to even think about that, to think about 7 years on the radio. It's pretty amazing to me. It's overwhelming. Katie's in the other room clapping for me. So thank you, Katie. It's great. Because we're a team, aren't we, Katie? Yes. And, you know, Roland, too. Roland has been there. And Bob Hastings, I have to give a shout out to Mr. Bob Hastings, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be on this radio show. He's the one that talked me into this. And then Dave Dino and Craig. We just got all these people that are involved that help make this happen. And that's another whole message in itself. Is that when we were discussing Ecola and this company meeting, or we were discussing the radio station and the TV show, and we were discussing this celebration that was going on at the Lux last week, I can't do this alone. You know, first of all, I need my Heavenly Father. He has to guide my path. He needs to make sure my path is the right path to be taking. So I always have to be asking Him that, okay, keep me on the straight and narrow, Lord. Just, you know, I want discernment. I want to know, is this really what you want me to do? Is this what you purposed me, you created me for, was to do this? Or is there something you would rather me do? Lord, you are in control. You have the wheel. So you direct my path so I know where to go. If you're just tuning in now, I just want you to know you're listening to the Sue Freeze Show on KKLA 99.5 or one of the Salem stations up and down the coast. So thank you, San Diegans. Thank you, Venturians. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this show. And please, would you please share this show with other people that you know? How do you do that? Well, you can tell them about the times, because they're different times on different days. Or you can go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. When you go there, there's quite a bit of information. There are 7 years of podcasts that are available for free for you. You know, there's so much information. Because why? Because Sue cares. Because Sue wants to give back. Because these are some of the tools that have equipped me to be able to get back up and get back going again. And I want that for you. You know, it's just really difficult sometimes, you know, and sometimes we just feel so alone. You know, life can get hard, can't it? It can get hard. And sometimes you get knocked down when you don't even see it coming. Some are cheap shots, right? Some are glancing blows, and some can bring you to your knees. I know, I've been there. When this happens, it's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you get hit, but still find the strength to keep moving forward. It's about having the will to continue in spite of the obstacles. Psalm 23:4 comes to mind, and it says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." You know, your character is not defined by what happens to you. I know there's been things that have happened to you. There's been things that have happened to me. But rather, by how you react to what happens to you. When you get hit, do you stay down? Or do you reach down somewhere deep inside of you and pull up the courage that lifts you back on your feet to keep moving forward? You know, you do have a choice. Consider these 9 ways to keep moving forward when you are faced with this choice. Forget regret. Leave your mistakes and regret in the past. They don't really define your value, then or now. When you stay in the past, you become stuck and unable to move forward. Boy, have I been there. I've been so stuck where I could visually see my feet in blocks of cement. And no matter how much I wanted to move forward, these blocks of cement were way too heavy, and I couldn't move. And some of that had to do with regret. Not feeling value, not feeling worthy. You know, we have all made mistakes with our job choices, our friends, and relationships. The consequences can hit us pretty hard. However, to begin learning how to put these experiences behind us, by letting them go, we can begin to live in the here and the now. Give yourself the gift of forgiveness and keep moving forward. You know, when you think about it, the past is gone. It's gone. You can't bring it back. You can't. You can learn from it, but you can't bring it back. And the future is just that. It's the future. And we can't control it. You can make right choices to make it better. But really, all we really have is the breathing in, breathing out right now. All you have is right now. And so I will say, you know, make every minute count, right? Make every minute count. So having regret and beating yourself up is really not going to do anybody any good. Now, I know some of you are listening to me, and I mean this. I'm really suggesting to you very strongly, write it down on a piece of paper, whatever that secret is, whatever that regret is, write it on a piece of paper, and then look at it and say no more. Crumble it all up, and if you have a fireplace, stick it in there and watch it burn, because it's doing you no good. It's really not serving any purpose anymore. And if I stopped right now and ended this show, that right there would bring freedom and healing to many. But I'm going to keep going. Learn from your failures. Boy, I've had lots of failures in my life. How about you? Learning from failure and having regret are two separate things. Regret is an emotion. It's a feeling of disappointment along with a modest amount of shame or guilt, both not very good. Shame and guilt have no place with you. They don't. They don't have any place with me. I was beating myself up and feeling shameful and unworthy and guilty about decisions. And all it did was bring me down, down, down. And I could do nobody. There was nobody I could do any good for in that situation. And that's right where the devil wanted me. And I had to learn that that is not serving any good purpose for anyone. And I had to learn that I had to, you know, rebuke it, let it go. I had to let it go. And so do you. It serves you to let it go. But to look back at a circumstance and figure out what went wrong gives you some very important information, doesn't it? So we can go back and evaluate. Don't beat ourselves up. I'm talking to myself right now. How about you? Don't beat ourselves up, but just learn from it. There's a lesson to be learned. This review allows you to evaluate what worked and what didn't, and more importantly, why. Often when you are removed from a situation, you can look at it more objectively, which will allow you to make better choices to keep moving forward. This brings me to, I was talking about the celebration and how, again, took an army, a committee of people to put it together. There was audio visual that needed to happen. There were invitations that needed to go out. There were a speech that I needed to write and I needed to practice. That was my part. I needed to deliver the message that the Lord had set out for me to deliver. And that was the importance and the priority and the thing that I had to do. There was nobody else that could take that role from me, which is a message right there, isn't it? That we are all created for a specific purpose. And in this moment in time on Thursday celebration, my moment and my purpose was to deliver the message that the Lord had created or designed or prepared me for. And your time will come where you're going to, you know, you're going through things now. Let's say, you know, there's clouds and there's rainbows and we have our ups and we have our downs and we have our seasons, don't we? And so I always say that no matter where you are in your life, you're being prepared for your next assignment. When I look at things like that, it takes a little of the, I don't know, power out of the situation to where I can look at it, you know, not so much with my heart, although my heart is always in everything because I'm passionate about people. I'm passionate about, you know, what's going on. I sense things in emotions in people sometimes and I'm hurt for them. And I really don't know all the details. I just have this hurt inside of me. I feel some pain. And I'm thinking, wow, I don't know what's going on, but it's heavy. It's heavy. And I ask the Holy Spirit to guide me in that. I ask Him to show me and give me discernment in those things. I ask for it. So guess what? Where you ask, you shall receive, right? And I receive that. And the burden is not always light, but it's light when it's with Him. Our burden can be very heavy, but with God, it becomes light. So part of the message for me in the celebration was, First of all, I had to explain who I was and where I am right now, like who I've become as far as on the outside. And then I had to talk about all of the lessons, or the biggest ones, which are painful. And I had to become real vulnerable and transparent. I had to expose things that, you know, choices that I made. I had to expose the dirty, the icky side of Soufries, the side that I'm not proud of, but I'm not ashamed of anymore. Because if it wasn't for those downtimes, if it wasn't for the lessons that Soufries has had to endure with God's help, thank you, God, I wouldn't be in a place or position to be able to relate, connect with people in the audience, because they're going to think, maybe, what would she know about that? Or, you know, there's no way she could understand what that feels like. Well, yes, I do. And I have, and I can. And I know now, looking back, and this might be the message that you need to hear, is that, you know, there will be a time when you will be looking back. You know, we go forward and there is a past. And we look back and we're going, oh, okay, now I understand why I had to endure that. Now I understand I didn't like it during the time, but I understand now why. And I'm okay with it. And maybe you're not at that okay with it state, but hang in there. Just hang in there, and you'll understand. Psalm 107:19, Lord, help. They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. The next one I want to talk about is ask for help. You are not alone. It may feel that way sometimes. I know it has for me. But there are many people who would extend their hand and lift you up if asked. Not everybody understands where you are. They can't. How could they? All you have to do is ask. Consider coworkers, neighbors, or your church. Oftentimes, we're afraid to ask because we don't believe we are worthy to receive help. Think about this. We are surrounded by millions and millions of people by design for a purpose. A hand to grasp, a shoulder to cling, and a face to radiate hope can help you to keep moving forward. So those of you that are in not of need right now, that are doing on the, you're on the upside, you could be that hand to grasp, you could be that shoulder to cling. Ask the Lord to show you, to reveal to you how you can help, how you can serve your fellow man. Ask how you can be used for his glory in everything, every day. Be a blessing whenever you can. Just ask. The Lord says, ask and you shall receive. I believe that. You know, I had to ask for help. There's two times that really come to mind. Once was when I went into an institution because I felt like there was no hope left for me. And I don't want to go into great detail about it, but I just felt hopeless in my marriage. I felt hopeless in my situation. I mean, I felt 13 years in marriage and I had two little children depending on me, and I just felt hopeless, helpless, like I didn't know how I was going to keep going. And I knew I needed to be whole for my kids. I needed to get the help I needed so I could be whole for my two children that were depending on me to be a good Christian mom. And so I did. I went into a place where I never thought I would go in a million years. I'm not like these people in here. There's no way. I'm not like these people. But the Lord put me in there for two reasons, I believe now, looking back. Is one, to get the healing I needed, because I did need healing. I didn't even know how much healing I needed because of things that I had chosen or things that have happened to me. And also for me to witness spiritual warfare, for me to witness other things in other people and to not be afraid of it, but to understand the power of the Lord. And if I wouldn't have been in that place, I know I wouldn't have been prepared for things that have happened since. So I know that there was a reason for me to be in that place. And it was a gift. And I had to ask for help. And the phone number was 800-HELP for me. Go figure. And I called and I thought I'd go for 3 days, and I ended up being there 21 days and I needed help. The other time I needed help was when I was thrown off my horse and I shattered my leg and I could not walk. I couldn't shower by myself. I couldn't go to the restroom by myself. I had to ask for help in everything. I was helpless. I was thankful I wasn't paralyzed, but I did not know the outcome of what was going to happen with my leg. And that is a huge deal. When I was in this clinic that I went into, one of the things that I learned is I felt unworthy to receive God's love. I felt very unworthy. And what was revealed to me through the people that were placed in positions of help was that I could be washed clean of snow, that I could be forgiven, and I had God's grace. Washed me clean as snow, that I could receive what God had for me because he died for me. And I was valuable in his sight. I was his daughter. And so it gave me a feeling of feeling worthy when I felt so worthless. So if that's you, if you're feeling worthless, if you're feeling like you've made bad decisions and you're beating yourself up, what I want to say to you right now is that's a lie from the devil, that God's grace is sufficient for you and that you can receive the help you need and the freedom you need. If you need to talk to somebody and you don't know where to go, you don't know who to contact, contact me. How do you do that? You go to SueFreeze.com. SueFreeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there, please. Would you please go there? Let me connect with you. Let me help you. Let me guide you. Let me get you some help. I have resources that are available. What we don't know can hurt us, you know? What we don't know can hurt us because we don't know what we don't know. So I want to help you with that. So believe you are worthy. Just believe it. Whatever your goal, your dream, or your desire, you are worthy of achieving it. The closer you get to it is when the enemy of your soul will begin putting doubt in your mind by playing the self-limiting tapes that say you are not worthy. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze right after this brief break, and we're going to talk more about this. Hi, Sue Freeze, the termite lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's SimPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. Simpolicy. Your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat, using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call E-Cola at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. E-Cola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, E-Cola, Termite and Pest Management Services. We are here to serve you. I'm hoping that, this rain, what happens with the rain is the rodents come in. And so I just want you to know that if you have a rodent problem, if you're hearing pitter-patter in your attic, that's the time to call us. We'll come and do exclusion. We'll take care of the problem for you. That's not something you want to put on your honeydew list because they are smart creatures. And for Simpolicy, thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Danon, I just want to say a personal thank you to you. April 15th, Tax Day in Irvine, the Hilton in Irvine. I am one of the keynote speakers for Soul Women on the Go. There are four co-authors for the book, The Change, and we are going to be speaking. It's an all-day event, and I would love to see you there. It's $179 a ticket, and you have to RSVP right away. So please don't delay. I want to see you there. And Learning to Breathe is a book about breathing when you have respiratory issues, breathing when you have asthma. And myself, I have to just tell myself to breathe sometimes because sometimes I just get so excited that I just forget to breathe. I've got so much going on. And maybe you can relate to that. Sometimes I just say, breathe, Sue, breathe. It's true. You'll see me do it. If you're near me at any time when I'm excited, just breathe, breathe. So I have to breathe. The book is also just a life. It's a journey story. It's my story. It has scriptures in every chapter. It's really a good book. And I wrote that when I was laid up with my leg, when I couldn't do for myself and I couldn't really do much of anything else but lay there and heal. I did just that. But part of my healing was, my timeline of my life and figuring out how everything played in. And it kind of put things in perspective for me moving forward. So I was being healed on both the outside and on the inside. So I was talking about believe that you are worthy. And, what was happening before my celebration was I felt attacked. I felt like nothing was going right. It was like the closer I got to the date, everything seemed to be falling apart. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, aha, what's happening is I'm getting closer to what God wants. And when I'm getting closer to what God wants, guess who doesn't want that? The enemy. So the further or deeper I got into what I was doing, the more frustration or roadblocks I faced. And that was an indicator for me that I was on the right track. So sometimes we can look at things different, get a different perspective, and it kind of just changes the way we fight through things. So maybe that helps you. So the next thing to do is to replace these old tapes, those words, those, we have these old tapes playing in our heads of being unworthy or not being just not being good people, not able to receive what God has for us. We have to replace those old tapes with a newer one that contains the truth. You are worthy to have your heart's true desire and to keep moving forward. Little side note is that one of the things that I did to get the healing I needed was I had to read what God said about me, that I was his daughter, that I'm ambassador to Christ, that I'm victorious. Right? These are the new messages that we need to hear. And our body, our mind, our soul hears our words that we speak out of our own mouths much grander than if we just have somebody else read them to us or we just read them on a page. We need to hear our voice. So what I've created is the new I Ams. You go to SueFreeze.com and you click on the button that says new I Ams and you will be able to see the video that explains this whole process. And I guarantee you that if you do what it says, it's going to change you. Psalm 18:1-2, I love you, Lord, you are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. The I Ams follow Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what the I Ams are all about. So I really nudge you, suggest that you go to SueFreeze.com and check it out for yourself. All right? It's so funny because I asked Katie to please print today's date from Jesus Calling, the book that I refer to quite often. And I said, so, does it match right up with what we're talking about? And she goes, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Well, yes, I can, because it's totally God. And this happens every single time. So here's what it says for today. It says, I am renewing your mind. When your thoughts flow freely, they tend to move toward problems. Your focus gets snagged on a given problem, circling round and round it in attempts to gain mastery. Your energy is drained away from other matters through this negative focus. Worst of all, you lose sight of me. A renewed mind is presence focused. Train your mind to seek me in every moment, every situation. Sometimes you can find me in your surroundings, a lilting bird song, a loved one's smile, golden sunlight. At other times, you must draw inward to find me. I'm always present in your spirit. Seek my face, speak to me, and I will light up your mind. That's Romans 12:2. Isn't that amazing how it always just goes right with what I'm talking about? So, take 100% responsibility. Okay. Except in rare and unfortunate circumstances, you are responsible for the quality and condition of your life. Your career, your relationships, and your happiness are all under your direct control. Sometimes we choose to do nothing when we get hit hard because it's just easier and less painful that way. But the real pain is only deferred. You have to live with yourself. You have to live with the voice in your gut, your inner wisdom that says you gave up too soon or didn't try hard enough. When you hear this inner voice speaking to you, it's usually right. It's your choice then to get up and keep moving forward. Next is know what you want. This isn't about the how, only the what. In order to move forward in life, you need a firm foundation to step from. Understanding what and where you want to go in life will provide your vision and spirit, your foundation. The how will figure itself out when you know you want to keep moving forward. So I'm going to ask you right now, do you want to move forward? Do you want to get out of where you are? Are you where you want to be? If you've answered that you're not where you want to be and you do want to move forward, then the decision is today, stating it out loud, I'm going to move forward. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on guard, stand firm in faith, be courageous, be strong. You know, in 2010, I was riding my horse on Mother's Day and I was thrown off my horse and I landed flat on my back. I could not breathe. And at that time, I thought I just had the air knocked out of me. And my daughter was with me. It was her thing she was doing with me for Mama's Day. And here was not a very good experience. And we'd only gone just a short little while. And here we are having this accident that happened and Mommy got hurt. And, you know, I thought, like I said, I just had the air knocked out of me. And you know, 5 months went by and it didn't get better. And, you know, I'm getting older. So I thought, okay, it just takes longer to heal. And I went and had an x-ray and found out I fractured my back. And after I found out that I fractured my back, I was a lot more careful because before that I was water skiing. I was doing all the things I normally did, not knowing that I had fractured my back. Once I found out that I had a fractured back, I felt that anything I did, even coughing, my back could break in two and I'd be paralyzed for life. So I had this big fear in my head. So the next thing I want to talk about, I just wrote that because the next thing I want to talk about is trust. There are no accidents without value. When you get hit hard and land on your back, look for the reasons and for the value in this. Open your heart and trust this happened for a reason. I don't believe that God makes things happen, but I believe there's a reason in everything. Perhaps it was to test your determination or to alert you to the fact you were on the wrong path. Either way, trust the experience is happening for a reason and be open to making adjustments in order to keep moving forward. I wrote a little something next to this little note here saying versus doing. Because, you know, I don't know, have you found that there are people in this world that they talk a lot and they say that they're going to do things, but then the actions don't follow the words? And even ourselves sometimes, you know, we'll say, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I know I've said that. I'm guilty as charged. You know, I have gym membership and I'm going to go to the gym. And a whole year passes by and I've never been. And I'm thinking, I'm wasting money. Yes, I am. But I keep thinking, I don't want to cancel it because I need to go, but I'm not going. So the pain's not worth the gain for me. And maybe the pain is not worth the gain for you. But, you know, if the action, I mean, the truth is in the action. It's in the doing. So if you're saying, oh, yeah, I really want to be together in this relationship, but yet you're not making the right moves towards that relationship, then maybe there's something that we're not really paying attention to. Maybe there's something blocking us from going that direction. And we're not really moving closer in that area, or we're not moving in this promotional area. We're not really going down that path. Maybe it's not that we should beat ourselves up over this. Maybe it's because it's really not the right path. Maybe we're just not doing it because we're saying that's what we should be doing or that we're going to do. But really, there's something else that maybe we should be looking at. So what do we do in that? What do you do when this happens? When you evaluate and you realize, you know what? I keep saying I'm going to do this, but I'm not doing it. Why? Shouldn't that be the question that we ask ourselves? Why are we not? Want it more. How badly do you want it? How badly do you really want to achieve what you are working so hard to accomplish? When you get hit hard, you have an opportunity to answer this question. It's one thing to say you want to do something or to be something, but to walk through the pain, to get up and keep moving forward, knowing there may be more pain ahead, is a test of your determination and resolve. When you find yourself getting back on your feet, you have indeed answered this question, and there's no doubt you will keep moving forward. The pain has to be worth the gain. I say that all the time. You know, if it's too much trouble, then maybe it's not the thing to do, right? If it's really not worth it, it's not worth it. When I was getting healed with my leg, my dream and my vision was I didn't want to just learn how to walk again, which I did have to do. I had to learn how to walk because I had atrophied so bad in my leg, being without being on that leg for so long, that I totally had no muscle. That I actually had to learn how to walk, how to use my ankle, how to push off my toes, how to work through my foot. I had to learn, actually. I had to walk. And somebody had to tell me, no, you're not doing that right. You need to push more off of your toe. You need to roll your foot. I mean, all these things, it's like you don't even think about that because you learn how to do it when you're 8 months old, right? So you're not learning how to walk. But I seized this moment and said, you know, I didn't like my walk. I did not like how I walked before. So now I have a time to really think about how I walk, and I can strut. And guess what? Sue wants to strut. She doesn't want to just walk. She wants to strut. So now she has this little difference in her walk. And those that know me probably have noticed. I have a little different cadence in my walk. I always walk fast. That's just my nature. But it's a little different, my walk. I seized the moment, didn't I? You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I am just so grateful to be with you today. Next is keep the faith. You know, when I was healing from this leg accident, I had to keep saying to myself every day, I'm getting better every day, even though it didn't look like it, didn't feel like it. I told my mind and I told my body. And when people said, oh, how are you doing? Are you 100%? I never liked it when they said that. But I said, I'm getting better every day, you know, because I knew I wasn't 100%. I still to this day, and it's been 4 years, can't straighten my leg all the way. You know, it won't straighten all the way. Can I do the splits? Yeah, but there's some air between the floor and my leg. But who really notices? I'm still doing the splits and I'm over 50. So I feel good about that. But my doctor didn't think I'd be able to dance, let alone do the splits, you know? And I'm competing again. And it's because my mindset was, I don't want to just learn how to walk again. I want to dance. And the pain had to be worth the gain for me. And I had to tell my body that it was getting better every day, regardless if it felt like it or not. I told it, it is getting better every day. Now, some of us, I know that this will not apply to you. I know this. You know, I just know this. But we can be getting better every day. Maybe we can't walk if we're paralyzed. We can't walk, but we can get better in some way. We can get better every day. whether it's our attitude, whether it's just our thought process. Maybe it's because we didn't say thank you enough. Something simple. Keep the faith. Faith, a strong belief in something without proof or evidence. Kind of like me when I said, I'm getting better every day, right? I didn't have the proof. I didn't have the evidence that I was getting better every day. In fact, quite the contrary sometimes. But I believed I had faith. I had faith beyond faith that I'm getting better every day, darn it, because I'm getting better every day. At the end of the day, when you are weary from all the effort and energy you have expended, and you are sore and tired from being hit hard so many times, but the dream is not realized, the one thing that tells you to keep going, to keep up tomorrow, and to keep moving forward is your faith. Honor this and cherish it. Faith is what makes you human. It gives you energy and hope. And if you let it, your faith will deliver you to wherever you want to go in life. Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Where are you in your walk? Where are you in your faith? You know, only you and God know, right? Nobody else needs to know. It's just you and God. And maybe this is the day, maybe this is the time you need to have that conversation with him and only him. And just ask him into your heart and ask him to just show you. And I've had people before, I'll say, you know, so where do you go when you die? Because people, you know, that's the way I open up conversations sometimes. So where do you think you go when you die? And they'll tell me. And or people will say, you know, oh, I can't do that because I have to straighten up my act. I have to shape up first. And then I'll ask God in my life. And what I would say to those statements is that, you know, it's difficult to straighten up your act. We can do so much on our own, but you know what? It's just so much easier when you have your Heavenly Father right there with you to help you and guide you and give you the courage and the strength you need. It's just so much better to have him right there with you, walking alongside you. So suggestion is to ask him in your heart. Ask him to guide you. Ask him to clean up your ways. And he will. He will do that. And it'll be a lot easier than if you try to do it on your own. One thing I didn't do this morning, I'm trying to do this every day, and it's habits. You know, the choices we make every day create a new beginning. And the pain isn't that difficult, but this Psalm 143:8, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. That's really difficult for some people to trust their life with something because the people they've trusted to this point have not been people that were trustworthy. And so we get let down. We get disappointed, don't we, in our relationships here on this earth because we're human. We're human and we let people down, even knowingly and unknowingly, things happen. But God won't let us down. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening. That's Psalm 92:2. What did that just say? It's good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning. Thank you, Lord. I love you so much. I'm so thankful that you're in my life. And in the end, it's the faithfulness, your faithfulness in the evening. I am here. I'm with you. I want to be with you forever. There's a difference. It says in all things, you know, in the Bible, it says in all things, give thanks. And so you can never go wrong by having a thankful heart, for looking for opportunities to thank others. In the celebration I was in on Thursday, that was the main goal, was to thank the people that have along the way created the life that I'm living now, that they have been an instrumental part of where I am today. And it's emotional for me because I feel so grateful and so thankful. And why me, God? You know, I ask and I'm so humbled with the thought of where I am right now. And some of us will say, you know, why me, God? Why am I going through all this trouble? And I know I've been there. I've been to where I'm like, why? Why do I have to go through this right now, right? And now I'm thinking, wow, God, you are an awesome, amazing God. And is everything going right for me right now? No, it's not. But I know that I have my Heavenly Father right alongside me. And I know that there is a beautiful tomorrow. I know that there's better ahead. And I know that I'm doing good. for him right now. And I feel joy in knowing that I'm doing something good, that I'm doing something significant for you, listener, for those listening, for you. I feel like the Lord's speaking and he's using me to speak his love and his grace and his mercy. And I learn from other people's stories. I learn. And if I can learn from somebody else's story and I don't have to go through some of these lessons on my own, by myself, I am forever grateful. If I can take a golden nugget from somebody else's story and say, ooh, I'm going to pay attention to that, or ooh, if I can avoid that, or ooh, maybe I need to draw near. Maybe I just need to get closer. That's the message. That's the message that Sue Freeze is delivering because of the pain and the suffering and the goodness that I've been brought through. That's the message. Lydia, my assistant, she's so wonderful and I'm so grateful. She's my traveling buddy. She goes with me. She assists me all day, all night. For the last 4 days, she's been my traveling buddy and she's gone on the road with me and it's all new experiences for her and she's just loving it. She handed this to me as I was walking out the door and she says, "Don't give up no matter what you do. Never give up. It is not just a slight hope. It is a guarantee result. If you want different results, change your approach and use other strategies so that you can accomplish your goals. If you fail, never give up, because fail means first attempt in learning. End is not the end. In fact, end means effort never dies. If you get no as an answer, remember no means next opportunity. So let's be positive." Love this. "God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection." 2 Samuel 22:31. God bless you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Until next week. Love you. Bye.
This has been the Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.